Chapter 14. When up aloft I fly and fly, I see in pools the shining sky, and a happy bird am I, am I. When I descend towards their brink I stand, and look, and stoop, and drink, and bathe my wings, and chink and prink. When winter frost makes earth as steel I search, and search but find no meal, and most unhappy then I feel. But when it lasts, and snows still fall, I get to feel no grief at all, for I turn to a cold stiff feathery ball. I rose and went to Router Town, she, alone. I rose and went to Router Town with gaiety and good heart, and ardor for the start. That morning ere the moon was down that lit me off to Router Town with gaiety and good heart. When sojourn soon at Router Town, wrote sorrows on my face, I strove that none should trace the pale and gray, once pink and brown, when sojourn soon at Router Town, wrote sorrows on my face. The evil wrought at Router Town on him, I'd loved so true I cannot tell anew. But not can quench, but not can drown the evil wrought at Router Town on him, I'd loved so true. The nettles, this, then, is the grave of my son, whose heart she won. And nettles grow upon his mound, and she lives just below. How he upbraided me, and left, and our lives were cleft, because I said she was hard, unfeeling, caring but to wed. Well, to see this sight I have fared these miles, and her firelight smiles from her window there, whom he left his mother, to cherish with tender care. It is enough. I'll turn and go. Yes, nettles grow where lone lies he, who spurned me for seeing what he could not see. In the waiting room, on a morning sick as the day of doom with the drizzling gray of an English May, there were few in the railway waiting room. About its walls were framed and varnished pictures of liners, fly-blown, tarnished. The table bore a testament for travelers' reading, if such wise bent. I read it on, and, thronging the Gospel of St. John, were figures additions, multiplications by someone scrawled, with sundry emendations, not scoffingly designed, but with an absent mind, plainly a bagman's counts of cost, what he had profited, what lost, and whilst I wondered, if there could have been any particle of a soul in that poor man at all, decipher rates of wage upon that printed page, there joined in the charmless scene and stood over me, and the scribbled book,
to lend the hours mean hue a smear of tragedy to,
a soldier and wife, with haggard looks subdued to stone by strong endeavor, and then I heard from a casual word they were parting as they believed forever. But next there came like the eastern flame of some high altar, children a pair who laughed at the fly-blown pictures there. Here are the lovely ships that we, mother, are by and by going to see. When we get there it's most sure to be fine, and the band will play, and the sun will shine. It rained on the skylight with a din as we waited, and still no train came in. But the words of the child in the squalid room had spread a glory through the gloom. The clock winder, it is dark as a cave, or a vault in the nave, when the iron door is closed, and the floor of the church relaid with trowel and spade. But the parish clerk cares not for the dark as he winds in the tower at a regular hour the rheumatic clock, whose dilatory knock you can hear when praying at the day's decaying, or at any loan, while from a pew in the aisle. Up, up from the ground around and around in the turret stair he clambers, to where the wheelwork is, with its tick, click, whiz, reposefully measuring each day to its end, that mortal men spend, in sorrowing and pleasuring nightly thus does he climb to the trackway of time. Him I followed one night to this place without light, and, ere I spoke, heard him say, word by word, at the end of his winding, the darkness unminding. So I wipe out one more, my dear, of the sore sad days that still be, like a drying dead sea, between you and me. Who she was no man knew. He had long borne him blind to all womankind, and was ever one who kept his past out of view. Old excursions, what's the good of going to Ridgeway, Cern, or Sidling Mill, or to Yellham Hill, blithely bearing Casterbridge way as we used to do? She will no more climb up there, or be visible anywhere in those haunts we knew. But tonight, while walking weary, near me seemed her shade, come as queer to upbraid this my mood in deeming dreary scenes that used to please. And, if she did come to me, still solicitous, there may be good in going to these. So, I'll care to roam to Ridgeway, Cern, or Sidling Mill, or to Yellham Hill, blithely bearing Casterbridge way as we used to do, since her phasm may flit out there, and may greet me anywhere in those haunts we knew. April 1913. The masked face, I found me in a great surging space, at either end a door, and I said, had is this giddying place, with no firm fixed floor, that I knew not of before? T is life, said a mask-clad face. I asked, but how do I come here, who never wished to come? Can the light and air be made more clear, the floor more quietsome, and the door set wide? They numb fast locked, and fill with fear. The mask put on a bleak smile then, and said, O vassal white, there once complained a goose quill pen to the scribe of the infinite of the words it had to write, because they were past its ken. In the whispering gallery, that whisper takes the voice of a spirit's compassionings close, but invisible, and throws me under a spell at the kindling vision it brings, and for a moment I rejoice, and believe in transcendent things, that would mold from this muddy earth a spot for the splendid birth of everlasting lives, whereto no night arrives, and this gaunt gray gallery a tabernacle of worth on this drab-aired afternoon, when you can barely see across its hazed lacune, if opposite ought there be a fleshed humanity wherewith I may commune, or if the voice so near be a soul's voice floating here. The something that saved him, it was when whirls of thick waters laved me again and again, that something arose and saved me, yea, it was then. And that day unseeing the azure went I on my way, unto white winter bent I, knowing no May. Reft of renown, under the night clouds beating up and down, in my needfulness greeting sit and clown. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.